The feast that we celebrate today is of far greater importance than you can possibly imagine. Not only because the feast is of the first Spanish Pope, St. Damasus I, but also because, and especially because, it was he who took St. Jerome, the father of the church and doctor of the church, as his secretary, and who commanded him to translate properly into Latin the New Testament and as much of the Old Testament as he could. And thus he gave to the church the official version of the sacred scriptures, the only official version of the sacred scriptures, which we know as the Vulgate. This is called Vulgate because Latin, not being Greek, which was for the ritzy people, was the tongue of the vulgar people, vulgus. And so, Vulgata, Biblia Vulgata, for the common man. In those days, the common man, unlike today, spoke and wrote and read Latin. Would that today we could do the same thing too. But in the meantime, he was the archpriest of the Basilica of St. Lawrence, now called, he rebuilt it, and it's called St. Lawrence in Damaso, because St. Damasus is the one who built it. And in fact, when he died, he and his mother and his sister were buried there. They're still there, but he is in another place nearer to St. Peter. And then he also built another church. He had a great devotion to St. Lawrence, apparently. He built another church to St. Lawrence, which is the one that is very famous outside the walls, where it was bombed during World War II, and some of the columns were damaged. You can still see them. And where we have beautiful pictures of Venerable Pius XII and his white cassock, bloodied by the wounds of the people he came to take care of. As soon as he found out, he had them drive him there immediately in his limousine, and he got out, and he began to give assistance and the last rites to those people who were wounded. And of course, he is called the last monarch pope. Well, that's the way monarchs are supposed to behave. They're supposed to take care of their people, of their sheep. The other popes that are not monarchs take care of themselves. And I do not apologize for that. One thing that was very important about St. Damasus, he actually condemned not just individual heretics, he condemned two councils. Boy, we need one like him now. He condemned two councils of the church that as invalid and heretical because they were teaching that Jesus was not truly man. That Mary was just the mother of the human nature, but not of God made man. So Jesus did not become man, which is ridiculous. And we will see more about this during the season of Advent and Christmas, the beautiful, beautiful things that were written about our Lord by St. Damasus and St. Jerome and others who truly understood the true doctrine of the incarnation of the Son of God in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so today we have a feast that has far more importance than it is thought of by most people, because most people do not know. And of course, why do they not know? Because instead of preaching the truth and teaching the truth, those who are supposed to be doing that are inventing new heresies with which to condemn themselves to eternal hell. May God have mercy on them all, and may God preserve us from them all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And may God send us another Damasus.